This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. Senate Republicans have released a spending plan based on President Donald Trump's weekend proposal that would end the partial government shutdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Trump's plan to end the budget deadlock does not appear to be gaining ground.
Since the president rolled out his proposal Saturday, not a single Democrat has publicly backed it. Late last night, the Senate GOP released the 1,300-page bill, but its future seems doubtful, since seven Democrats would need to join all Republicans in approving it, and no votes are scheduled.
That was the AP's Sagar Magani. While no votes are scheduled, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell does plan to hold one this week. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports a brazen Taliban assault on a military base in East Afghanistan on Monday has killed at least 45 people and wounded as many as 70.
Afghanistan is reeling from the deadly Taliban operation, and there fears the death toll from the daytime assault will rise. The attack began when a suicide bomber drove a Humvee into the base and detonated his load as he rammed the vehicle into the main building. The building collapsed from the explosion, which likely contributed to the high casualty numbers.
That was the AP's Charles De Ledesma. A court in Russia has denied bail to an American man being held on spying charges. Paul Whelan was arrested in late December on what the Russian Federal Security Service said was carrying out an act of espionage without specifying exactly what he was accused of doing. His family has said he is innocent. The 48-year-old appeared in the Moscow court Tuesday, seeking to be released from custody while his case goes forward, but the judge did not approve that request. This is VOA News. A new report by the Center for Strategic and International Studies found that one of 20 undeclared ballistic missile operating bases in North Korea serves as a missile headquarters. Here's VOA's Steve Miller.
The CSIS report states that the Sino-Ri missile operating base and the Nodong missiles deployed at that location fit into North Korea's presumed nuclear military strategy by providing an operational level nuclear or conventional first strike capability. CSIS indicates the 18 square kilometer Sino-Ri missile complex plays a key role in developing ballistic missiles capable of reaching South Korea, Japan, and even the U.S. territory of Guam in the Western Pacific. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in late February to further discuss Pyongyang's denuclearization. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sat down for talks on Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the two focusing on a decades-long territorial dispute between the two nations. Abe saying he hopes to discuss a peace treaty and have an open exchange of opinions. The Soviet Union took the four southernmost Kuril Islands during the final days of World War II. Japan asserts territorial rights to the islands, which it calls the Northern Territories, and the dispute has kept the countries from signing a peace treaty. The two leaders agreed to accelerate talks late last year. Greece's parliament is debating a deal that would normalize Greek relations with Macedonia after violent protests against the accord broke out in Athens. Parliamentary officials have tentatively scheduled a vote for Thursday on the deal. It calls for Macedonia to change its name and for Greece to drop its objections to the Balkan country joining NATO and the European Union. Greeks have been divided over the accord. This Greek protester saying enough is enough. This government is making decisions by ignoring the will of the people. She went on to say agreements promote Skopje's interest over Greece's. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa is back home after cutting short his international trip to deal with protests that left at least 12 people dead in a government crackdown. Protests broke out last week after the president announced a 150% increase in fuel prices. The United Nations is urging the government to halt the excessive use of force by security forces. But Mnangagwa's spokesman told state-controlled media the government would not stand by while such narrow interests play out so violently. More stories on VOANews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.